Hello and welcome to Teen Talks number 11 podcast. I know that the sound quality on this one is a little bit rubbish. I do apologise. So all I can do is steam forward with today's podcast, which is about businesses that are starting up or freelancers, and it's more about the marketing of how they work. And I guess the best way to start that is, I wonder how or how many people bother to set out a business plan and execute it. There are many different types of target audiences, and this isn't just for many different businesses. This is for each single one. And I think it's important for businesses sometimes to realize and create a strategy for a marketing strategy that would then allow them to fully understand their target market. And by that, I don't mean an in-depth thing. It could be quite superficial, but then to understand the complexity of each different type, and to be able to say, well, we've got current clients, and this is how we would market towards them. And it would be about building up a relationship more than actually marketing to them. And then there'd be an upselling package deal or something. And then the cold clients that you might get through that are unexpected, they won't come to you from nowhere. They will probably have to come from you being able to network and develop leads and follow through the leads as well. And being able to do that is a skill, and it's a very different type of business person. But then if there was a strategy that would allow you to do that, you'd then under the businesses and freelancers would now understand that there's much more opportunity, particularly in a time where we've got cuts and businesses, financial cuts and businesses still going into liquidation and all sorts. So I think it's quite important to take time to understand those extra elements. Further from that, this is more relative to the fact that this is supposed to be a general information slash design podcast. Well, we find that at Teen Talks, we do actually do most of this digging in terms of the market and the target market. And rather than us saying it, we try and get it from the clients. And I think it's important for designers to try and do this, or for designers to likewise just understand what their target market is. But then from this point, it would be up to the client to then create a brief and have a fuller understanding. And then this would allow them to develop a creative brief rather than just a regular information brief. More applicable to startup businesses is that this would allow them to have a clearer understanding and forward a design brief to the designer with a clearer understanding on that paper for what their logo and branding should look like. Any existing businesses and small businesses and freelancers should develop their brand, what already exists, but these strategies in place and this thought process of development should be ongoing, just as marketing should always be ongoing. And I think, although this is quite a simple and straightforward way of dealing with this issue and tackling this, it's also quite a difficult subject. So I do understand that I've said it quite superficially in some ways. I think it's quite easy to sit down and think about it, and I think that's the first step. And then from there onwards, hopefully, we could then see how much more work can be done. I just want to quickly say, now that we've finished that topic, that I'd like to continue doing the podcast. So if you've got any interest in topics, then it would be great to hear from you, or to hear from you to say listening, any sort of reply and response in regard to these podcasts from T and Toast, should be emailed to Prit, Prit, at tandtoast.org.uk, and hopefully we'll pick a few more subjects and see how things progress. And I'm not sure entirely of who the listener is, so it would be nice to tailor it a bit more to you guys. And thank you for listening.